nutritional game. That's how I described it.
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't have paid to come in, Tony. Sorry, Ian. It was a battle, weren't it? I said to him before the game, it's about your mentality when you come to... This is one of the hardest places to come, particularly for us, because it's a local derby. And, you know, they're a decent team as well. They're, what are they, eighth in the league, or chance of the playoffs? So you've got to be right. You've got to be right mentally, and we were all the way through. I thought we defended really well again, which has been three games on the trot where we've defended really well. Our midfield players are industrious. The strikers have found it hard over the last three games. And you know, we played three good teams. Well, they kept going. I always thought we were likeliest winners. Thought we were the better of the two teams overall. Their best chance would come from a set play or a mistake, and we didn't look like making mistakes tonight. I always thought we got enough up front to score.
Alan Opoku looked good, didn't he, from the start? I mean, he's got a quick burst of pace, and he uses that upper body strength very, very well. Offers something different than Grice.
Something different, yeah, and he's fine. I was conscious that both strikers probably wouldn't last the game. And my decision was made when he got booked. I was concerned that we'd get somebody sent off. Not do anything rash, but how the game was going. And I took off the two lads that had been booked. I wanted a little bit of balance on the left-hand side, which Lucas gives us. And I'm really pleased for him that... he's come up and scored the winning goal.
And it was a little piece of brilliance, wasn't it? He took it extremely well, and the Kidsgrove defence just couldn't live with him when he got that ball and ran at them.
He's capable of things like that. He's a small lad with a low centre of gravity who can twist and turn. He can beat players. My concern of playing him more regular is, what's he going to contribute? And tonight... he has. You know, I was looking for an assist or a goal from him, and I got a goal from him.
And he's turned himself into a Leek Town legend in the 20 minutes he was on.
He certainly has, yeah. Anybody gets the winner up here gets into Leek Town folklore.
Do you know something, though? I mean, we watched the game. We've seen enough of these games, and there's been a concern about the strength of the officials at times, and when you get a team like Kidsgrove, that every decision they surrounded that referee. And again, I think we saw a couple of occasions where that kind of lobbying actually resulted in something.
Well, I thought it was banned. You know, certainly higher up in the pyramid, if you surround the referee with that number of players, you'll get fined. I don't know whether that applies here. Because it was noticeable, you know, they ran to the referee every time somebody went to the floor or there was a tackle. But listen, that's how it is. If that's how they want to do it, that's fine. You won't find my lads acting like that.
No, it is disappointing. But again, I think our concern, and we see these referees, they're very often very young now, Neil, they're making their way through the ranks as a referee, and they've every right to do that. But if you're going to get surrounded and then you appear to change, you want the booking down here, it took a full 2 minutes before he decided to brandish that card. The incident had been and gone. He didn't look as if he was taking any action. 2 minutes later, he brandishes a yellow card, and you're wondering...
Well, that was the one on Aaron, wasn't it?
Yeah. And I didn't think that Ross Davison was going to get booked until some of the players had a word with the referee about it.
No, that's right. And it's I nearly went and had a word with him at half-time because I was concerned that he was going to be intimidated by their players, by the crowd. He held his nerve, I thought. You know, it could have been a lot worse. But neither of them deserved to be booked. In mine and your opinion, by the sound of it. But, you know, they've got to be so careful after that once they have been booked. and I didn't dare risk them going on any longer.
But it's something that we've talked about, though. We've talked about this, about the referees, and what you want the league to do is, on a fixture like this that has such a lot of local feeling, is to put a strong referee
put
there.
Your strongest referee, yeah. It's a difficult job, and very rarely am I critical of them, because it is hard. You know, as you say, they're young lads, they're learning the trade. And to be honest with you, if you get incidents like this tonight, nobody's going to want to referee. Who wants to be abused by the players, the supporters and that for, I don't know how much they earn, I don't think it's a great amount, and it's you've got to have a passion, you've got to have a love of the game, and be able to take abuse, I'm afraid.
And the other good thing is, results have gone with you a little bit tonight. Macclesfield, we think, have drawn. Mosley have lost, and Workington have only drawn as well. So it's kept you a little bit of gap above. You've opened up a 2-point gap, I think, on Workington now.
Yeah, yes. I think that's been converted to 1-1.
Yeah, I believe so. That's why on Saturday I had to take the point to keep that, that 3-point gap. But the games are tough, as it's proving to be. You know, if bottom of the league can go to third in the league and get a draw, I wouldn't have had two bob on it.
Don't think we did either, did
no.
we?
No. Mac have been to, they were at home to Witten, weren't they?
Yeah,
they
were home with one each. Yeah,
I think Witten beat them at Witten, so they've taken 4 points out of them. It's the hardest league. It's the hardest I've ever known the league. It really is. You're seeing every week teams, I believe Widnes have won.
Yes, they have.
Ramsbottom have drawn. Yeah. It's tough. Don't matter who you play, it's tough.
It is. Listen, we saw what it meant to the fans at full time. We saw what it meant to the players. We saw what it meant to you. And it's one of those nights that you really need to enjoy, isn't it? As a player and as a manager.
It is. I've got the greatest respect for people here. I really have, and Coops and Mick and Scott, who's, produced teams that are very competitive. Tactically, he's very aware. He surprises us with his team. So I've got a lot of time, and I'm not rubbing it in. But I know we've suffered here in the past, and at Leake. And, I've told our lads to enjoy it. And I think it's 3 years on the trot we've won here now, isn't it?
Well, it was the fixture last year that saw Mark Grocott miss a massive period of the season. And there was a young lad that was injured and eventually had to give the game up, wasn't it? So, it's competitive, but it makes nights like this even more enjoyable.
Oh, it certainly does. And like I say, no disrespect to our hosts. They're a good club, good people. But the Leake fans will go home happy tonight. They've given us great support again. They've travelled in the numbers. And it's our night tonight.
Absolutely. Neil, thanks for joining us. Thanks for giving us that.
Thanks, lads.
Yeah, cheers. That is Neil Baker there giving us his thoughts on Moorlands Radio.